10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It's July 19th, 5:30. Thanks so much for being here. If you're waking up just now, haven't really checked out what's going on, just a huge Microsoft worldwide outage has really kind of thrown things into chaos, and we were included in that. Like, all of our radio stations were down for a brief period of time. Engineers had to come in, fix things. Airlines are grounded. Just chaos happening right now.
Yeah, it's wild right now, and it's still happening. It has to do with CrowdStrike and Microsoft and an update they did last night, and it was just a massive bug. And if you're flying today, jump online, because there are many flights still grounded. Certain cities, it seems like, are affected more than others. I saw just now in the news, Washington, D.C., their entire subway system has stopped. Some banks are still having issues overseas. People can't get healthcare right now. 911 operating systems in certain cities are down. So just, yeah, if you have a moment, kind of look at your day ahead and try to figure things out, because it was crazy last night.
Yeah, it's definitely still affecting things. So you want to keep an eye on all your stuff that's going on today, because it really is a global issue right now. So keep that in mind. We'll get you the latest on that too, coming up next hour in the Hot 3. We'll give you a little update on that, or if anything big happens, we'll for sure keep you posted. How's it going this morning?
Good. It seems like we're in a better spot than we were last night, which is a good thing. Do you have plans for this weekend, or how's your weekend looking for you?
We are going to go see the new Twisters movie.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Excited to see that. And other than that, I think it's just, I still am kind of trying to get back on track from our trip last week, as far as like putting stuff away. I've unpacked, but like I've got piles of stuff that I got to kind of deal with and things like that. So we might play a little pickleball this weekend, depending on how hot it is outside. But other than that, nothing huge happening. How about you?
We are doing a dinner tomorrow night. Laura has to go to Napa on Sunday for work stuff. So we're going to do a little dinner tomorrow night, which I'm looking forward to, because I got my teeth fixed last week and I can eat more now. And so I'm very excited about going out to dinner tomorrow night and not having a concern of my bridge popping off while I'm eating.
Well, that's always, it's the little things.
It
that,
really
you know,
is. Your
you
teeth
appreciate.
Not
Absolutely. Well, good.
How is pickleball going for you? Do you feel like you're progressing when it comes to pickleball? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank yourself in pickleball?
I mean, I'd say I'm okay. I'm not like one of those pros or anything. You know, it's like, compare yourself to a tennis player on a scale of 1 to 10. Well, I'm no Serena Williams or anything, but you know, we go. I'm competitive. I win some, I lose some, you know, stuff like that. I have fun playing it. That's what really, it's a fun game. It keeps me active. My kids love to play it. You play people from 10 to 95. Like, it's crazy. Uh-huh. It's just, and the skill level is all over the place. So yeah, I like it a lot.
You still go to, are you going indoor or are you going outdoor this weekend?
Well, we couldn't get indoor. The indoor place is like all booked up. So we're going to have to go outdoor this weekend. And it's so hot out. So we'll probably end up going earlier in the day. Like, I'm talking like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning before it gets too hot.
And the one thing I did learn is that when it comes to pickleball, you go and you place your paddles down to claim the court, correct?
No. Who told you that?
Oh, I thought you told me that. When you show up to a court and you put your paddles down, meaning you got the court next?
No. there's a rack there, and you put your paddle in the rack.
Okay.
And then it goes, you know, from left to right. So next, there's a court open, then those four paddles, they get to go on that, and then you move to the next section. Those four paddles, they get to go to the next open court. Don't put your paddles on the court. That would not be a good thing.
I would just show up with my paddles up. I got next, guys.
Yeah, they would be like, get out of here.
I got next.
Please don't do that. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We love playing it, and I love all all the people that I've met playing it. Like I said, it's like you've got these young Gen Zers that are like so good, set up their cameras, get every possible angle of their play. And then you got like, you know, Grandma Joan, who you're like, oh, she's a grandma. She's not going to be good. And then she kicks your butt. You're like, what the heck just happened?
She brings the heat.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a lot of fun. So we've got so much to get to today. We're so excited to have you guys with us. And let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Bust a Move by Young MC?
You run over there without a second to lose, and what comes next? Hey, bust a move.
Do you want to hear I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden? You want to hear Holiday by Green Day. Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
More to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, do you have a kid in your life that is an old soul? Maybe they love 80s music. Maybe they love vintage movies. Maybe they get up early in the morning. JC made an observation about one of my kids and something that they... That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in and... which one is it? Let's see. Bust a Move by Young MC is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning.
This made me so happy with Sophie Says. Mercedes' daughter comes on once a week, Gen Z, and kind of tells us what the cool thing is, a trend, an artist, a TV show. And this week she was talking about a TV show called Sunny. And the premise is that the woman has this robot that lives with her and everything. And I made a comment as Sophie was describing it that this reminds me a lot of the cartoon The Jetsons. And as I said that, I paused and waited for Sophie to say, Jetsons, what are the Jetsons? But listen to Sophie's response from Sophie Says on Thursday.
Sophie, do you know what the Jetsons are? Have you ever seen an episode of the Jetsons?
Yes, actually, I have. I used to watch it before I went to school some days.
That made me so happy, the fact that Sophie used to watch the Jetsons.
I have to credit her dad for that. He gets them off to school. And so if he was turning on a Cartoon Network or whatever it was that aired the Jetsons, which clearly was in reruns because,
yes.
I mean, this was the 2000s, that's pretty impressive. I didn't realize my own child even knew what the Jetsons were. And I asked my other child, Brooklyn, who's even younger than Sophie, if she had ever heard of the Jetsons. She's like, oh, yeah, I've seen the Jetsons before. I couldn't believe it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the old school show that your kid is into? 702-364-9400. Maybe when you were a kid, there was something that you were really into. When you were younger, Mercedes, was there something that you look back now like, wow, I'm surprised that I was into that when I was a kid?
It wasn't a show. It was music, and it was my dad's music because my dad would listen to like the Eagles, and he liked that kind of music, like the... He loved his Spanish music, and then for some reason it would go over to that kind of stuff, like 70s kind of folky type rock stuff. And I just, I remember Steve Miller Band too. He liked a Steve Miller Band a lot. And Steve Miller Band came to concert at Red Rocks in Colorado. And we went to the concert, and my dad's like, wait, you're going with your friends to see Steve Miller Band? I was like, yeah. And he's like, that is so cool. My dad wasn't going, but I was going.
That's
to the
awesome.
Concert. Yeah. So I would say like when I was younger, I had an older taste in music, all because of the influence my dad had on me. What about you?
It's an odd thing, and I don't know where I picked it up from, but my mom tells a story, and I remember this too, but I was infatuated with Vietnam as a kid. And I would ask to go to, we had in town, there was an Army Navy surplus store where people, when they would come back, they would sell their stuff. And I would always ask to go to that store. I don't recall that, but my mom says all the time, I would want to go into the Army Navy surplus store in town and just walk around. I was this old soul as a kid that was infatuated with the Vietnam War.
Maybe it has something to do with like a past life. Maybe you fought in it or something like that.
I truly believe that in past lives and in connection to a past life. And for some reason, I do feel that I had some connection to the Vietnam War. Because as a kid, I was just infatuated with the thing.
What year was the Vietnam War?
Late 60s. Ooh, I feel bad for not knowing the exact dates. Late 60s.
Yeah, you guess you weren't that into it, were you? Oh, man, I was infatuated with it. Don't know when it was.
What year was it?
I really loved it. Talk to God.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2097.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is time to get things going here on Friday, July 19th. It's 6:03 a.m. I was just thinking, you had asked what I was doing this weekend. I was like, we're going to go to the movies. We're going to see the new Twisters movie, and we're going to play some pickleball. I also invited some friends of ours over this weekend. I just remembered because I wanted to do kind of like a little payback to them. Something happened when we were out of town, and it wasn't my fault, but I felt really bad. Have you ever had a party and no one showed up? Our friends, when we were out of town before we left, they were like, hey, we're going to have a get together at the house on this day. Would love for you guys to come. And I quickly texted her back. I was like, oh, we're going to be out of town. We won't be able to make it. She's like, oh, bummer. Okay, totally. We'll have to get together when you guys are back. And so that was that. So I was texting with her this week, making plans to get together this weekend. And I was like, so how was the party? And she's like, not a single person showed up.
What?
Yeah. So they invited a bunch of people, and the people responded like, yeah, what time? Okay, cool. We'll be there. And people flaked. They had all this
food. Oh my gosh.
They had like a barbecue set up. Like, and she's just kind of like waiting, like, where is everyone? Like, they were supposed to be there at like 5 or 6 or whatever. They're late. Okay, you know, that's kind of normal. People show up late. 6:30, 7, not a single person there. And her husband's like, where's everyone? So she starts texting like, hey, are you guys still planning on stopping by? And one person was like, oh my God, we totally forgot. We're so sorry. One person was like, oh, I'm not feeling good. Like, they just didn't bother to tell her that they weren't going to come.
That's just rude.
Isn't
that flat
out
rude? But then also, you've heard of happy set of circumstances. This is an unhappy set of circumstances where all of her friends just decided for whatever reason not to go out that night. And no one showed up to her girl's party.
Not only that, but no one texted her to tell her until she reached out. Has anyone ever had a party where no one showed up? And you're just like, what? Oh my gosh. I feel so bad. And I'm like, what kind of excuse? Oh, I spaced, or like, why wouldn't you give them the heads up?
Was it a birthday party or just a 4th of July week, whatever, get together barbecue?
Yeah, there was no specific reason for it, but so she was stuck with all this food and no one came. And then I guess someone was like, oh, the people that are like, oh, we spaced. Oh, we'll come over now. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, why would we wait an hour for you to get here? Like, at this point, it's stupid. But I just felt so bad about that. So they're coming over this weekend.
Well, good.
Hopefully they show up.
It is one thing for maybe she sends out the invitations and all 10 people say, we can't make it. Like, oh, okay. It must be an odd day. But the fact that they said, we'll be there, no one comes, that's a whole different story.
If you have ever done that, don't do that.
No, it's rude.
Don't do it again,
it
please.
Is rude. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we do have heads up. And when you win it, we got weekend plans for you. You're going to go see Jeff Dunham this Sunday. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for us?
The Queen of Pop says she's now ready to tell her story. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topic. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Madonna is trending this morning. Starlight. The Madonna biopic is back in the works. This week, the Material Girl, she posted some photos to her socials showing her typing away as she rewrites the script for the movie that's based on her life. It's now being titled Who's That Girl, which is a nod to both her 1987 album and the movie that she starred in that same year. It's been long awaited. It was shelved indefinitely last January to accommodate her hectic schedule. That's when she was like touring her 40th anniversary celebration tour that started last summer, was still going on. There was just too much happening. She got sick. She also said that she is going to direct this movie herself. She said she wants to direct it as a way to stop the just people from telling her story that have no business telling her story. She says, I've had an extraordinary life. I must make an extraordinary film. No one is going to tell my story but me. Now, there's no further details about the movie. Nothing that's emerged just yet. But we do know that Ozark's Julia Garner is still going to be playing the role of the pop queen.
So this movie has been more than 4 years in the works. All this stuff, script rewrites. I heard the audition process for her was just insane. It was like an 11-hour audition. I think they did cast the right person. I really see Julia Garner. I see her as a young Madonna. I think they nailed the casting of this movie.
She's a really good actress. And she was in that Inventing Anna movie, too. Did you see that?
No.
Where she played that Anna Delvey. Oh, my gosh. She was awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, I did see that one. Yeah, she's
good.
She
was fantastic. And then I love her in Ozark. I think I agree 100%. I think she's going to make an incredible Madonna. And if Madonna gives her okay on it, you know it's going to be good. I like that Madonna is being so involved in this, where she is writing the script. She knows what happens. This is firsthand accounts. This isn't someone in Hollywood trying to just, you know, sensationalize everything and more palatable for the people. This is what really happened. And I think it's so important to have Madonna in the front row spot for this, you know?
But just get it done, Madonna. Don't keep putting it off. The fans want to see your movie, and the picture was her on Instagram using a typewriter. Jump to a computer. It's much faster than a typewriter.
Well,
get that script done.
You know what? Sometimes you like to go the old school ways. And if I'm her, I'm like, you're not going to tell me how long I have to get this done.
It is Madonna.
I'll do it when I want to do it, and that's what's trending.
Let's do this. Let's do Heads Up, and we want caller 20 to play. So our phone number, it is 702-364-9400. Your caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and here's what you're playing for.
We have a final pair of tickets to see Jeff Dunham, Still Not Canceled, over at the Back Theater at Planet Hollywood. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. Your category, since it's Friday, we have one left. It's King and Queen. Now, if you are able to get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Nicole, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yes, I'm ready.
Nice.
All right. We have your Jeff Dunham tickets here ready to go. Your category is King and Queen. International Chess Day is tomorrow. So these are all different board games, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Nicole, you got 60 seconds on the clock to answer these six questions correctly. And ladies, you start now.
This is a game where you draw and then they guess what it is.
Go fish.
No, let's pass. This game, you have tiles and you spell words with them.
Scrabble.
Yes. This is the game of this. And it's like you get married, you get a job.
Life.
Yes. This is where you push down this button, I think, and then the
sorry.
No. You're in big.
Rumble.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a game where you try to conquer different lands. Yes. Yes. This is it's where you take down these like ivory tiles with little dots on them and you match them up.
Dominoes.
Yes. This is when you act out different things and people have to guess what you're acting out.
Great.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Nicole, we got to talk about who was helping you because they were awesome. Who was that?
My two boys.
Oh, great job, boys. You guys helped Nicole win, and you get these tickets to see Jeff Dunham. Congratulations.
The boys came in clutch right there. So you're all set with those tickets. So that Jeff Dunham show is this Sunday at Back Theater, Planet Hollywood. Next hour, we've got your tickets to go see David Blaine when you conquer the Mega Minute.
Okay, coming up next, have you ever gone to the hospital because of a food? A bunch of students at one school did. What happened? We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Oh.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever been sent to the hospital because of a food? A food, maybe it was food poisoning. Maybe you had a really bad reaction to the food. What was it? And did you ever eat it again? 702-364-9400. 14 high school students in Tokyo were just hospitalized with stomach aches, nausea, mouth pain after they shared a bag of potato chips. What's wrong with the potato chips? Where they were potato chips infused with boot jalokia peppers. And apparently that's the world's hottest pepper. It was once listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's hottest pepper. So the 13 girls and one boy had apparently been among 33 students at the high school who shared this bag of super spicy potato chips infused with this pepper. They ended up at the emergency room. They were treated for symptoms. Most of them were released later that day, but they're saying that some of the kids collapsed in the school infirmary because of the pain. And it's just kind of like a cautionary tale to young students for trying spicy snacks and things like that.
And we can speak from experience on that one too, because I think when we did that trouble bubble super hot bubble gum, maybe we could have went to the hospital to get some IVs or something, because those peppers can be nasty.
Have you ever been sent to the hospital because of a food? And what was the reason for you going there? Was it something like that? It was too spicy, it caused physical pain to you, did you get poison? Bree, did something happen to you?
Yes, my family was on vacation and we all got food poisoning.
What was the culprit? Can you guys pinpoint it to one item?
Yes, we went to a restaurant and all of us besides my youngest ordered the tomato soup, and we went back to the hotel room that night, and around 2 a.m. all of us but my youngest woke up, and my husband ended up having to go down to the bathroom lobby. And
you know
the only one
bad.
That was okay was my 5-year-old, and the rest of us had to go to the hospital to get IVs and rehydrated.
Oh my gosh, that is brutal. And your daughter, meanwhile, is like, thank goodness I didn't have that tomato soup.
I'm trying to sleep right now.
I remember
when we were kids, we were going to the mall. It was summertime, and we're driving there, and my mom started to get real sick. She started sweating. She had to pull over to actually physically get ill. And we stopped the car on the way to the mall. We didn't have cell phones. We stopped in front of a house, some random house. We went to the house. My mom called her parents, my grandparents. My grandparents came and got me. My grandmother got us, took us back to their house, and my grandfather took my mom to the hospital. My mom has an allergic reaction to shellfish. She had a protein bar and didn't realize there was shellfish in that protein bar. So she had a severe reaction, was in the hospital for the afternoon.
Can we discuss why there's shellfish in a protein bar?
I have no idea.
What in the world? That is ridiculous. Your poor mom. I know these shellfish allergies can be life-threatening at times. That's scary.
But as a kid, I'm not paying attention to the details. I'm like, oh, cool. We're going to grandma's house instead of the mall. This is a great afternoon.
Meanwhile, your mom is struggling to breathe. You're like, okay, bye, mom. See you later. Come on, grandpa's house call.
Can we still go to the mall at some point? You said I could get a video game.
Make sure you get your protein in today.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. There was kind of, there still is some chaos because of this Microsoft outage. They had a worldwide outage of their cloud services last night. Showed users the blue screen of death. And the outages escalated despite the tech giant saying it was gradually fixing an issue that affected access to Microsoft 365. 25 apps and services. Services at Visa, ADT Security, Amazon, Airlines were just some of those affected. We were affected by it here at Odyssey because of the issue. The FAA announced that United, American, Delta, and Allegiant had all been grounded. In Australia, the ABC and Sky News, they couldn't broadcast on their TV and radio channels because of the sudden shutdown of Windows-based computers. Well, Microsoft says everything's up and running. The issues are still being reported, and the latest update is that the cybersecurity firm that's being blamed for the massive outage, CrowdStrike, they say it's all from an update. It affected all their Microsoft products. And so there's just been, if you have a flight today, check your flight to make sure it's not grounded, that it's still operational. This is, like I said, this is not just limited to the United States. This is a worldwide issue that is still affecting people right now.
It's crazy to wake up to this. Think about it. Let's say the grid goes down, because so much stuff went down last night. The grid goes down. We have no power, no Wi-Fi, no water, no gas, none of that stuff. It's just everything is down. How many days, based on what's in your house right now, how many days would you last?
Gosh, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know. I don't. Do you have like a set amount of stuff that you save for an issue like this? I don't know. We have water. We have some food, but I really don't know how many days.
I think maybe I was thinking that this morning while this stuff started going down. I think maybe 3 days.
That's it?
Yeah. I have food in the pantry. I have meats and stuff, but that would go bad because there's no power. I've got some dry goods in the pantry. I've got water. I don't have like a closet full of water. I've got water that would probably last us, yeah, maybe a week if I rationed everything. But after that, I'd be like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. It's something to think about. That's for sure, with stuff like this happening. Also this morning, a popular U.S. food seasoning mix that's created for yummifying the tops of bagels. It's the subject of this intensifying crackdown in South Korea, where poppy seeds, one of its key ingredients, is banned. Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel seasoning blend, which is a mix of sesame seeds, salt, dried garlic, dried onion, poppy seeds, they have been on South Korea's list of restricted foods since 2022. But travelers say it's been the subject of increased confiscation in airports in recent weeks. The signs at the airport in Seoul single out this contraband. A user on X shared a photo of an airport sign that featured a picture of the product, and the sign in Korean said, "We would like to inform you that the following products contain poppy seeds and are restricted from being brought into the country." They're saying that one of the ingredients in poppy seeds is designated as a narcotic substance under South Korea's narcotic drugs control law. And the Washington Post is reporting that agents at that airport have been showing travel pictures of the products, confiscating jars. One South Korean national was returning from her honeymoon here in the U.S., and she said that she had to fill out customs declaring she had brought a narcotic item into the country when she was found carrying nuts that were coated with the bagel seasoning. Like, it's intense.
What are you in prison for? Smuggled something in. Marijuana, what'd you smuggle in? No, bagel seasoning.
Everything but the bagel seasoning. That stuff is, I love it. I use that to season so many different things. Soups, salads. Yeah, you could put some butter on a piece of bread, or obviously like a bagel, and then sprinkle some of that stuff. I can see why people are trying to sneak it into the country.
Yeah, it sounds good. Absolutely. Hey, coming up here next, do you want to get into, is this Matt that's doing this? Who's doing this in your house?
He's doing it right now, but to be fair, I think I've done it in the past too. And do you think that if you're with someone, you need to be like, you need to be forthcoming about everything, or there's certain things that are okay to not necessarily keep a secret, but just not offer that information? We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. I feel like there's a difference between hiding something from someone and not offering up information. And maybe they're one in the same. Is it ever okay to hide purchases from your significant other? I feel like this has been happening to me a lot lately. And in all fairness, I can see where it could be turned around on myself, but here's the situation. So the other day, I see on our doorbell camera that FedEx dropped off a package, and I was like, huh, wonder what that package is. And so I get home and the package is gone. I saw that my husband picked it up off of the porch, and it's like nowhere to be found. It's not on the counter or anything. And so I asked him, I was like, what was the package that got dropped off? And he kind of looked at me like weird, like, oh boy. He's like, oh, it was just something for me. And so now I'm intrigued. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, it was just something I ordered. And now I'm like, okay, now you're being too secretive. Just tell me what it is. I go, what is it? And he's like, it was just a pair of shoes. I was like, oh, because this is like where we get in fights. With his shoe addiction. My husband is like a sneakerhead. He loves shoes. He orders shoes. And I'm like, ugh. I go, another pair? And he's like, I haven't ordered a pair in a long time. I'm like, okay, whatever. But he was not going to offer that up to me unless I called him out on it.
For Matt's defense here, could have been maybe something for you. He bought you a gift and you're pressing him. And the best excuse to say, oh, they're shoes, when it's actually something he has for an upcoming event, or he just wants to give you a nice little special gift this weekend. He can't be like, oh, it's the whatever necklace I bought you. He's got to come up with some kind of story to cover the fact that it could be a gift for you.
The size was a shoebox. In my heart, I knew what it was. And he showed me the shoes after the fact. So good try on that. And that may have happened before. But just to flip the script here, Amazon Prime Day was this week, and I bought a bunch of like facial serums and stuff like that. And so a couple of boxes were coming from those. And I didn't like out and offer it up like, hey, I ordered a bunch of stuff. So the packages came, didn't really say anything, took them up. And so he turned around on me. He's like, what'd you order? And I was like, I got some stuff for Amazon Prime Day.
It's always the first. So vague is the first. It's just some stuff. I need stuff.
That's why I'm trying to be fair about this. But he's like, what kind of stuff? I was like, facial stuff. Would you like to see it? And so what do you guys think? Do you hide purchases from your spouse? Do you think there's a difference from just not offering it up to actually saying, okay, they cannot know that I purchased that? 702-364-9400. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. I would have to say I've done it multiple times, and it seems like it's always found out. Probably if it's under 500, it's probably not. But
oh, you're cutting in and out, there. Mary, but I like the pricing. Is there like a, because do you need to know that I ordered some chapstick? Do I have to tell you, hey,
no, I ordered
chapstick? But if I order a big screen TV, yeah, you should probably know. So I do agree with that to some extent.
I hide gifts from my wife, and it comes to food gifts, because Laura, she can't have dairy. She's got Crohn's disease, and there's certain things she can't have, and one of them is dairy. And so if I get a gift that is sweets related, chocolate related, or something that she maybe can't have, I will hide that because I want to enjoy said gifts. I got a buddy of mine that was in Hawaii back at Christmas time, brought back some really nice chocolates, milk chocolates that Laura can't have. I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. So I hide them from her in a closet. So every so often I'll go back there and have my little treat that she can't have.
And I feel like that's not like hiding because you're trying to be mean. You're doing it because you don't want to like flaunt it in front of her face.
This is so good.
I think that's okay. Nicole, hey, good morning. Is it okay to hide purchases from your spouse?
I agree if it's like something like a necklace, like JC was saying, for like a present or something like that. But as far as other things, I would say no, because ultimately they're going to find out probably anyhow. So I would just say, be honest. I mean, I love shoes myself, and, you know, I'm a huge shoe lover, so I get it, totally get it. But I would want to flaunt my shoes and be like, hey, look what I got.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. In your defense, we had someone, they just hung up, who delivers packages, and I think it said, Steph, correct me if I'm wrong, did it say that they get notes from people to hide the packages?
Yeah, she says, I deliver packages, and I get notes all the time that says, please don't put in the front door. Go in the backyard.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. Deliver to my neighbor so I can pick it up later on this afternoon.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea, and I hope that my husband did not hear that.
Mercedes, you ever had anything delivered to the radio station instead?
Oh no, but that's a good idea too. When your legs don't work like We got a little bit of rain yesterday, and we're supposed to get some more today. Just FYI, if you're freshly car washed, you're probably going to get a little dirty today.
It's monsoon season. It's the time of year when all of a sudden, like, the day's great. You go inside, and 10 minutes later, boom, here comes a wicked storm through Las Vegas.
It's not just here, though. Did you see the Foo Fighters? They played Citi Field in New York on Wednesday, and they had to quit early because a storm started moving in. And here's the thing. They're saying that Dave Grohl took another shot at Taylor Swift, and tell me if you guys think that he did, because I don't see it, but maybe I'm not reading into it too much. They just started playing Learn to Fly, and that's when Dave, he was told by someone off stage that some really bad weather was on its way, so he stopped to make the announcement, but he asked the band to keep playing while he did, and he said, quote, "See, this is the good thing about being a live rock and roll band. We can bring bleep down when we bleep and want to." Now, people are saying that was a shot at Taylor, but I don't really get it.
Because he took a shot. He did take a direct shot at her when they're performing at the same night overseas, right? In London, was it?
That this is the Errors Tour.
Yeah, so he did reference her in that.
Yeah, but he said something like not nice about her or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. Anyway, they're saying that it was kind of just another crack he made in reference to her. But he told the crowd that they'd play for as long as it was safe for everyone. They got through that song, but just after they started getting into Everlong, they were told they had to cut it short. So they do have another show at Citi Field tonight. Hopefully that one's not affected by weather.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that was a crack either. Just thinking proud of the fact that we're a live band. We're playing live music for you guys.
Yeah, it was a shot at her band, but why is he going after her? Like, just do your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Out of all people, why are you hitting Taylor Swift?
Exactly.
Hey, there's tickets for you to see David Blaine this hour. We got the Mega Minute. It's been a tough week with the Mega Minute, but today's the day you're going to conquer it. Happens at 7:30. I feel like I can finally come clean about something, and it involves a buddy of mine. Have you ever lied to help out a friend? It was 4th of July week, and I saw a buddy of mine that I haven't seen in about 8 months. It's been a while. And he's an attorney here in Las Vegas, and he just moved to a new law firm. And so I was asking about the new law firm that he's working for. It's great. And here's the thing. The first law firm that he got a job for, he lied on his resume and put me down as a reference. And this law firm called me to verify certain things on his resume. And one of the things he lied about is one of the things they asked me about.
Uh-oh. What was it? How bad of a lie are we talking?
He put down that he was the president of the Sigma Chi fraternity for 2 years. A leader of the fraternity, guide of the fraternity to these things and everything. He was not the president of Sigma Chi for 2 years. Wasn't even in office in our fraternity. So they asked me about that. I remember them asking about, how was he as the president of the fraternity? Oh, he was fantastic. Great leader. We all turned to him for guidance. Flat out lie.
Oh, that's ick. Why did he lie about that?
He put it down because I think he felt it would help him. And he even gave me the heads up because he called me. He was still living in California at the time. He called me and said, "Hey, I put you down as a reference on my resume and application or whatever he did for the law firm." I'm like, "Cool." And he goes, "Oh, by the way, I put down that I was the president of the fraternity for 2 years." I'm like, "Okay."
Oh, man. And so, yeah, you said that he was, even though he was not, and you knew that he was not.
I knew he was not, and I said, and he was a good fraternity brother, and he was very active in the chapter, and that's kind of what I spoke to at the time, looking back. But he was not the president, and they were verifying if he was the president, and I said, yes, he was. But
here's the thing: like, isn't that information that you can get pretty easily? Isn't there like records of presidents within the fraternity system? Is there a way for them to find that out and go through someone who maybe doesn't know that's a lie, you know? And so they're like, no, we don't have any record of him being our president.
You know, it's a great point. I wonder if they were to call the Sigma Chi headquarters or current Sigma Chi in Las Vegas. This would have been 2010 when this whole lie went down.
Have you ever lied for a friend? And how bad was the lie? 702-364-9400 is our phone number. Bailey, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. So I had a buddy of mine that was looking for a new job at one of the higher end retail stores and needed a reference. So he put me down. I used to own a thrift store. He never worked for me, but I knew he was a decent worker. they ended up calling me as his only reference, gave him the whole spiel of, yeah, great worker, always on time, finishes his stuff, helps the others. Ended up landing the job flawlessly, but yeah, he never actually worked for me.
Oh, see, oh, gosh. And again, like, it's like, ick that you lie, but I get that. Like, you know the kind of person they are. And like, ah, well, yeah, maybe they kind of worked for me, but I didn't pay them. Maybe, you know what I mean? I get it.
Would you ever lie for a friend, or have you? Think about it. Ever lied to help out a friend?
I don't know if I have. I'm trying to think. I probably would, depending on the lie, though. Like, if it's, oh, they made $1 million within this company and da 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 da. No, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm sorry, because I just, that information can be verified, and now I look like
comes
a liar.
Back on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but if it's a small white lie, like, oh, they worked there for 3 years when really they worked there for a year and a half. Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I could always say like, oh, really? That was wrong. I didn't realize that. That's my bad. You know, if they ever come back to find out. Steph, have you ever had to lie for a friend or a coworker or anything like that?
I think I lied for a coworker saying that they were out sick, but really they were on vacation before. Like, oh, yeah, you so-and-so is out sick. I'm like, yeah, they are, but really they're on the beach in Miami.
Oh, I was like, was it us? I haven't been to the beach in Miami, so.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And here she is, Rebecca, your caller 20. You ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Yeah.
You sound a little unsure of yourself. You've got this. It's been a rough week, but I feel like you're going to wrap it up nicely with a bow, with a big win today.
So, Rebecca.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you got this. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You're playing for these tickets to see David Blaine. You got to answer 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or you pass on one, we will come back to those questions at the end. And the Mega Minute starts now.
In which country would you find the Berlin Wall?
I'm already blank. Pass. Oh, my gosh.
In which Lifeguard TV series did David Hasselhoff star in?
Baywatch.
Yes. Priyanka Chopra is married to which pop singer?
Oh, pass. I know who it is.
Which
oh.
artist is known for their hits I Want to Dance with Somebody and I'm Every Woman?
Whitney Houston.
Yes. Keanu Reeves plays what character in the Matrix movies?
Neo.
Yes. In which city does the TV show The Bear take place?
Oh, Lord, pass.
Who was the host of New Year's Rockin' Eve before Ryan Seacrest?
This is killing me, pass.
What are you afraid of if you have arachnophobia?
Spiders.
Yes. Donald Glover is also a rapper who goes by what name?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Rebecca, I'm so sorry. Hey, you gave it a shot, and that's all you can do. The country where you would find the Berlin Wall, that's Germany. Priyanka Chopra is married to Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. The city that the TV show The Bear takes place in, that's Chicago. The host of New Year's Rockin' Eve before Ryan Seacrest, that was Mr. Dick Clark. And Donald Glover is also a rapper that goes by the name Childish Gambino. Oh, man.
All week long.
No
Savage.
This week. We got to make it happen next week. I'm just saying. That was tough.
It's been a dragon this Mega Minute. So caller 20, hey, good luck for you. And Rebecca, you can call back and try to win these tickets. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You get these tickets to see David Blaine Impossible at the Encore Theater.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Everyone is talking about the Microsoft outage. A cybersecurity firm is being blamed for the massive IT outages, grounding flights, grinding businesses to a halt, and it's all because of an update issue from Texas-based CrowdStrike. It affected Microsoft products. Overnight, the FAA confirmed a number of major airlines were forced to issue a ground stop because of ongoing communication issues. That's led to hundreds of cancellations already. In New York City, there have also been some reports of 911 operators having trouble accessing information, although basic services still remain operational. It's not limited to the U.S. either. The security update blamed for all the chaos, even though it's now been rolled back, is affecting communication systems worldwide. No word when everything's going to be back to normal. It's a gradual thing. But yeah, just even this morning, if you're headed out, be aware, so many cancellations and delayed flights. So make sure you check with your airline before you head to the airport.
There's a video out there. It shows from FlightAware or something that shows all the planes in the sky, and you see everything, all the planes flying. And then once they start to get grounded, how many planes had immediately come in and land?
Yeah, it was crazy just seeing all the yellow, yeah. And it all just kind of disintegrated. So keep that in mind. It's kind of a mess. They're saying if you get that blue screen of death on your computer, be aware. And we had issues here at the radio station. Luckily, it was all fixed before we got in this morning, but I saw the emails and like, hey, if there's a problem with your computer, let us know, because it's something that cannot be fixed remotely. We have to actually come in and take care of that.
I was listening to one of our East Coast radio stations this morning when I heard about this, and I wanted to see if they were affected, and they couldn't play any audio.
Oh,
no audio,
man.
At all. It's like, oh boy. They were doing their own sound effects and everything. I'm like, that's getting creative.
The benefit of being on the West Coast, where it's a little behind everyone. Also this morning, it is the 50th anniversary of Hello Kitty, and fans are absolutely shocked to learn that their beloved cat-inspired character is not a cat at all.
Hello Kitty is not a cat.
Hello Kitty is not a cat. Now, the director of retail business development at Sanrio, who are the creators of Hello Kitty, did an interview on the Today Show, and this is what she said.
So Hello Kitty is not a cat. She's actually a little girl, born and raised in the suburbs of London. She has a mom and dad and a twin sister, Mimi, who's also her best friend. She enjoys baking cookies and making new friends.
Now, she even has her own pet cat. But excuse me, why does she have cat ears and whiskers? How is Hello Kitty not a cat? I don't understand.
My mind is blown. That's a cat. Hello Kitty. It looks like a cat. That's the creator. That's the lady just changing things up. It was created as a cat.
She says it is. It's not a cat. She's a little girl. And we need to all accept that. She's very firm about that. You have to.
She's got whiskers.
She says she's a friend, but she's not a cat. She's never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits like a two-legged creature. She does have a pet cat of her own, and her cat is called Charmy Kitty. So Hello Kitty is not a cat, guys. I know. I'm shocked too.
I just noticed Hello Kitty doesn't have a mouth. I never really noticed that before. You have two eyes, the nose, the whiskers, the bow. Why didn't they reveal this 10, 20, 30 years ago? We're all thinking it's a cat.
No, celebrating her 50th year this year.
I'm not buying it.
I know. I'm having a hard time buying it, too. But this lady from Sanrio says it's not a cat. So I guess we have to go with her, right? I'm still going to refer to it as a cat, though.
It's always be a kitty to me.
Yeah, it's got whiskers. What little girl has whiskers?
I'm sorry. I was so blown away when you first said she's not a cat. I was kind of lost track of what you're saying. Who's that lady in the clip that's saying she's not a cat?
She is the director. Hold on. Let me get her exact title. And if you miss the clip, here it is again.
So Hello Kitty is not a cat. She's actually a little girl, born and raised in the suburbs of London. She has a mom and dad and a twin sister, Mimi, who's also her best friend. She enjoys baking cookies and making new friends.
The director of retail business development at Sanrio. Jill Cook is her name. She can't be wrong. She's the director of retail business development. Do you guys agree? 702-364-9400. Is Hello Kitty a cat in your mind or do you now see her as a little girl?
Wikipedia.
I mean, she looks like a cat. She looks like a cat to me.
Wikipedia says she's a white cat with a red bow and no visible mouth.
Well,
according to her backstory, she lives in London with her family and is close to her twin sister, Mimi the cat, who's depicted with the yellow bow.
Do we, I mean, when have we been able to 100% fully trust Wikipedia?
That's a good point.
You know who my favorite Sanrio character is? Like, they have all different characters. And look up Cinnamon Roll. Cinnamon Roll is the cutest little bunny in the Sanrio universe. I think Cinnamon Roll is so much cuter than Hello Kitty.
And what's the universe called? Sanrio?
Sanrio. Okay. You never heard of Sanrio? S-A-N-R-I-O. Look up Cinnamon Roll.
Looking up Cinnamon Roll.
Oh
right now.
My gosh. The cutest. Aww. Don't you love Cinnamon Roll?
Absolutely. And that's a little boy.
No, it's not. Let's talk to Marissa. Marissa, good morning. We're talking about Hello Kitty and how it's a little girl.
Why are you crushing my dreams? Like my childhood dreams. Is Kuropi not a frog? What's going on?
I know, right? I think we're all sitting here absolutely stunned. It just doesn't make sense.
They're trying to tell us she identifies as a cat now. I mean, no, sorry. She's a cat.
In my mind, I'm trying to put her in the realm of Ariana Grande, who likes to wear those cat ears a lot. And maybe she's a little like Ari. Steph, what do you think? Are you completely shook about this?
I am so frustrated. How are you telling me Hello Kitty is not a cat? You're telling me she's a little girl that just wears whiskers and ears all the time? I'm the one that's catfished.
Yes, exactly. No, you're little girl fished.
Wow, I did not see that coming this morning. Forget about this huge global outage and everything.
Hello Kitty's a little girl. Does anyone here on the show or anyone listening at 702-364-9400, do you have a phobia? I got this kind of stuck in my head because during the Mega Minute we were talking about what is arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. And a lot of people, I think, are afraid of spiders. But do you suffer from an actual phobia? And what is it? 702-364-9400. I've suffered for a long time of acrophobia, and that is the fear of heights. I am terrified of heights, and I've been doing something for the past few months to try and help me get over my fear of heights.
You're facing your fears.
I'm trying. I'm taking baby steps, but we have these two step ladders in my house. There's one up in my bedroom. And it's only two steps. It's not very big. And then we have one in the kitchen, in the pantry, and it's like four steps. It's pretty high. Like, in my eyes,
in your
it's
eyes,
high.
Yeah.
And every week, I set an alarm where I have to climb up on one of the ladders and just stand there for like 3 minutes and just try not to freak out and just look around and just be like, this is completely normal. I'm just higher up than I usually am. No big deal. And I think it's helping me. I think I'm helping myself by doing something like this.
One of the first events you and I did together, I was working on our promotions department. We had to film something on top of the stratosphere. And I'll never forget your reaction. I don't think I had a conversation with you about a fear of heights or anything. I just showed up to do my part with filming this commercial. And I remember seeing you cold sweats, kind of clammy looking, stepping away from the edge. We had to get to the edge at one point to film you with the city in the background and everything. But I remember you, as soon as, you cut, you like beeline to the wall and not really wrapping my head around what was going on. I don't think anyone knew. And then you reveal that you've got this. I felt like Matt maybe was even there, was one to say that she's got a terrifying fear of heights. And there we are staying on top of the stratosphere. I'll never forget the way you looked that night.
I did get sick that night.
Did you really?
I did physically get sick. I went to the bathroom and got sick. But what, I'm working on it. I don't know that I feel comfortable going up there right now, but maybe one day I can. Is there anyone else that has like a massive fear of something? And how has it like paralyzed you? 702-364-9400. Stacy, do you have a fear of something?
Actually, yes. It's the same thing, the fear of heights. But what has helped me is going on roller coasters with my girls. I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'm going to try and have fun at the same time with my kids. And that has helped me. I still get a little nervous, but I think as some advice, maybe get on that New York roller coaster. That might be kind of good.
Oh, dang. So I don't have an issue with roller coasters at all, which is really weird. As long as I'm not sitting in the very front, if I'm like in the second or third row, totally fine. But when I'm in the very front and I look straight down, then I start freaking out. Do you have any sort of fear?
Yeah, and I've come to a point of acceptance in my life. I'm very happy. I think it just comes with age. But in my teens, 20s, and even early 30s, fear of death, like panic attack type fear of death, where especially as a teen, I would stop and think about it in the end and the finalness of death. And I would have a full blown screaming panic attack. And it just, I faced it had it for years and years. And just, I think it's just with age comes with acceptance of it. So now when I think about death, I don't have these panic attacks. But if I were to be, you know, as a teen 20 thinking about it, longer I thought about it, the bigger the panic attack.
Is it like the way that you will die? Because obviously it's all going to happen to us. So is it the way? Is it just, you said the finality of it? Do you want to live forever? Like, what is your whole mindset behind it?
It was the finality of it, thinking that we're no longer going to exist. You will not be here for all of eternity. It's all just going to end, and that's it. And that used to scare me so much.
Oh.
I wish I would have spoke about it as a kid, because it really was crippling panic attacks as a kid. But I was just afraid to, I was afraid of death, and I was afraid to talk to my parents about my problems.
So you don't have that fear anymore?
Uh-uh, no.
You're totally good with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
can we bring it out of you? No, just kidding. Does Steph holding that knife to your throat mean do anything to you?
Coming up next, Mercedes is on top of a ladder, and Steph is talking about the finality of death. It's going to happen to all of us.
Steph, do you have a fear? I know what your fear is. Us going late into our commercials.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up, buddies.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Daisy, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to our show. You are our guest vetoer today for the Oh Wow Wheel. It's back. We're giving it a big spin. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. But ultimately, it's your decision on whether that person gets to play their song. We just gave it a big spin. It is slowing down, and it has landed on... Ooh, it's landed on me.
Oh,
it landed on
nice.
Me.
All right.
No hard feelings if you want to give me the veto, Daisy, but I'll tell you my category. It's a song with a location in the title. So I went with this song by LL Cool J. Going Back to Cali is what I selected. Now, do you want to hear it or would you like to give it the veto?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh,
veto, another.
Oh, I was so excited. I was so sure you were going to let it play. Darn it.
Oh, we got 20 seconds of it.
Well, that's okay. That means it moves to JC. And your song will play no matter what. What is the category and what is the song?
The category is a song with a 3-word title.
Going Back to Cali. That's 4. Shoot.
Darn it. It was hard to pick. Not that many songs out there, but we got some rock. We got AC/DC and Highway to Hell.
All right, it is your pick today for the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Mix 94.1.
Living easy, living free, season ticket on a one-way ride, asking
just grew a mullet listening to that song.
I didn't realize how many times they say Highway to Hell in that song.
I mean, wow.
Take a shot.
Wake up this morning, guys. Go to hell.
Every time they say Highway to Hell, take a shot. You'll be wasted halfway through that song.
That was JC's song for the Oh Wow Wheel. It landed on me. I got the veto, and JC got to play his song. Now, Steph, you were not in the running, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category was a song from an 80s movie. The movie... Purple Rain. The song When Doves Cry.
Ooh, good one.
That would fit in that category too. When Doves Cry.
Oh, wow. I think all of our categories could have fit like with each other. Mine was a song about a place, hell. You know? So, yeah, it works out all the way around.
Hey, maybe these songs will pop up next hour in the Friday Rewind. You never know. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Carissa, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yahoo!
Let's do it. We've got your Help From My Friends tour tickets to give you this morning. Your category is Fashionista. Fashion Day was last week, so these are all things that are associated with fashion and clothes and all that good stuff. So who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'm going to have to go with Mercedes for this category.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Carissa, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get these six correct. And when you do, you win, and you start now.
These people walk the catwalk. They are super...
Supermodels.
Oh, yes. The catwalk is also known as the what? They're walking...
Runway.
Yes. This is 36-24-36. Those are her...
Measurement.
Yes. This is in New York. It's a 7 days of shows and
fashion.
Yes. Oh, I almost said fashion. This is like Calvin Klein.
Brand. Designers.
Yes, designers. This is a very famous fashion magazine. It's also a dance Madonna.
No.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Carissa, you are like so into fashion, aren't you? You like didn't bat an eye at any of these. Nice job.
Thank you so much. I'm a cosmetologist.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
She's in that world.
In.
She knows.
Well, Carissa, you're all set with those tickets to the Help From My Friends tour featuring Switchfoot, Blue October, Matt Nathanson. That's happening Saturday, August 3rd at the theater at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. Congratulations.
Coming up next, have you ever had a medical professional say something odd to you? What is it? Was it as odd as what my girlfriend heard last week? From her OBGYN. I guess it's a compliment. I don't know. We'll tell you what she was told. And we'll take your call 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1 for Cities in the Morning. Hey, coming up in the Hot 3, we're going to get you the latest on that Microsoft-based outage that was caused by that CrowdStrike update. Tons of delayed and canceled flights. Definitely want to stay tuned. We'll give you the latest on that. Also, a man was arrested for stalking Taylor Swift in Germany. We've got the latest on that. My girlfriend had her annual doctor's appointment, OBGYN, just make sure all is good in the hood. And all was great, apparently, according to her doctor. Really great. Because have you ever had a doctor say something to you that was like, okay. I don't know how to respond. 702-364-9400. She was told... You have a beautiful uterus.
Oh. Applaud that.
She goes, thank you.
And I've seen many uteruses.
Hey, and that's what I told her. I said, that's actually a huge compliment. Think about the number of is it uteri when you say it plural? Uteruses?
Yeah.
Think of how many he has seen in his lifetime. She says he's been doing it for a while. She's been seeing him for years. So who knows how many he's seen? And he told you, you have a beautiful one? I mean, sorry, but let's be honest. Uteruses are not like something that I look at like, wow, that's beautiful. But yours is beautiful? That is a compliment. And she's like, I guess. She's just like, what qualifies as making it beautiful? And I was like, that is a good question.
Yeah, maybe the doctor's
color,
eyes.
I don't know.
Gotta be careful.
Elasticity.
Yeah, what makes it wonderful?
I'm not sure. But have you ever had a doctor say something to you that you were kind of like, okay, all right, 702-364-9400. You can remain anonymous, just like Anonymous here. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. What did a doctor say to you?
So it wasn't actually me. It was a friend of mine. I was at a doctor's appointment with her. She was going in. She just wasn't feeling really well. And she divulged, the doctor didn't ask, she divulged that she had missed her time of the month. And as he was checking her throat, he said, well, that's okay, because I'm not going down that far.
Oh, God. Okay, why is that hilarious? Who is this doctor? That is absolutely hilarious. Have you ever had a doctor say something to you where you're like, okay?
I did, and I would like to remain anonymous on this as well.
Okay, anonymous partner, what happened?
This was in 2015. I had some really bad infection. I had a bad fever for like 3 or 4 days. Lymph nodes on my body swelled up, especially in the groin area. They were swollen, and when I started to get better, my lymph nodes and adding pieces together until after the fact started to drain. And a couple days after that, my pinata swelled up. This is, you know, cool. No, this was very scary. Massive. I was freaking out. I didn't know what was going on. So I went to my doctor and I told him, he's like, okay, well, drop your pants. Let's take a look. So I zip my pants, drop them, show him. I'll never forget my doctor's reaction. He goes, whoa. I've never seen this before.
Oh, man. When they say that, it's like, oh, no.
Exactly.
They're going to have to go to the medical book and look it up.
I'm like, what do you mean you've never seen this before? He's like, Eddie, come on, man. Everyone, come on in. What is going on here? I'm like, what? And he sent me to a specialist. And what it was that fever that I had in my lymph nodes, the way they drained. That's what happened. And within a couple of days, everything cleared up. But having your doctor tell you, I have never seen this before? Like, what? What school did you go to?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it wasn't a very, like, common issue before. Jesus. I hope you got that taken care of.
And maybe the disease named after you, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a JC pinata, then you know what's going on.
It was scary. It was real scary.
Carl, hey, good morning. What happened to you?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my wife.
What happened?
She went to see her OBGYN, same as the other girl, and he told her she had a friendly cervix. Wasn't quite sure how to react to it. I mean, you know what he say? She said, thank you. You know, told me about it later. I have to agree, but it's still kind of strange for the doctor to say that.
A friendly cervix?
A friendly cervix.
What does that even mean?
It's agree to the doctor. Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, let's talk about this worldwide Microsoft outage that is just wreaking havoc on everything. A cybersecurity firm, they're being blamed for just the massive IT outages. It's grounded flights, it's grinded businesses to a halt, and it's all because of an update issued from CrowdStrike. It affected Microsoft products, and overnight the FAA confirmed that just a number of major airlines were forced to issue ground stops because of ongoing communication issues. So many flights have been canceled, so many delays. So if you are headed to the airport this morning, make sure you check ahead of time. I've seen so many people just getting knocked off of their flights and trying to find ways home. And it's just led to so many cancellations in New York. They also had some reports of 911 operators having trouble accessing information. And again, it's not just here in the U.S. It's worldwide. So they're blaming this security update for the chaos. If you get the blue screen of death that they're calling it, then you know that there is an issue, and that's something that they have to manually go in and fix. So keep that in mind. Things are going to be a little hectic today, especially if you're doing traveling.
And hats off to all the IT guys and gals out there that, like, our IT guys came in, engineers came in last night to get the radio stations up and running because we had some glitches last night. So, you know, they're just all around the world just trying to get their businesses and companies back up and running.
Yeah, the IT guys and gals don't get the credit that they deserve. They're literally the first people that you call when there's an issue. And yeah, they sometimes speak in a language you don't understand, but they get the job done.
Exactly. They get it done.
Also this morning, while Taylor Swift was in Gelsenkirchen, Germany for her Eras tour, so was an alleged stalker. The unnamed man had a ticket for the show and was taken into custody at the entry security point to the venue before the concert on Wednesday. The guy apparently made threats to both Taylor and Travis Kelce online.
Wow.
And I guess stalked the singer. He was deemed a threat to the pair, and he's going to be detained until Sunday. I don't know if they're just waiting for her to move on with her tour or what, but yeah, that's some scary stuff.
Super scary situation. Glad they got on it too. It's just, what always gets me when it comes to these stalking situations is somehow some of these people, how close they can get to celebrities, especially you hear about one that was in someone's home, and these celebrities live in a gated community. They've got a guard gated community. They have security, personal security. They got the best alarm systems, but somehow that one person is able to get inside their house, which freaks me out.
I was watching a video of people getting really close, like overzealous fans getting close to celebrities, and there was one where some guy, Gigi Hadid and her sister were leaving someplace. So she did have a couple security people around her. But this guy just walks up from the crowd, walks up to her, and picks her up and starts walking away with her.
I remember this, yes.
And she's like, what are you doing? And screaming. And then her sister's going after it. The security people are just kind of like, huh? 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 And then they realize, oh, he's not supposed to be doing this. It was terrifying that he was able to do that.
Yeah. Well, look what happened this past weekend. It's when something falls through with security, it can be dire consequences that
happen. Absolutely. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Finally, this morning, a Texas man has legally changed his name to literally anybody else. And he is applying for a particularly difficult to get job. President of the United States. He's a 35-year-old military veteran, middle school math teacher. He was formerly known as Dustin Ebby, and he says he's running for president to protest the current major party candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and show his distaste for a system that his website says often prioritizes partisan battles over real solution. So he's running as a write-in campaign in Texas, where he did not get the required 113,000 signatures to make it onto the ballot, and he's expected to appear by name on the Tennessee ballot, where he did get the required amount of signatures. So it will say, you know, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and then literally anybody else. I would not be shocked if he got a ton of votes.
Until none of the above enters into the race. I'm in this thing to win it. We've got the Friday Rewind. What song do you want to hear? Send it to us right now at 702-364-9400, and we'll try to get it on next hour. It's Mix 94.1. This is a great Friday Rewind. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's been sending. We're getting tons of requests. Keep them coming. Liz, thank you for your request. Dom, hope you loved your song. Darla, everybody listening, we're getting to as many as possible. And you keep them coming at 702-364-9400. Just include your name so we know who it goes to.
It's the Friday Rewind quiz. You ready for this?
Yes. We take you back to a year and a song that was very successful that year, and we rewind it, play it backwards to see if you can guess it. What year are we going with?
This is the first time this year we're going back to 1998.
Okay.
And this song debuted at number 5, and on July 19th, 1998, it had dropped to number 7. Here we go.
Okay. Is this Miss Madonna? Ray of Light. Forwards or backwards, I know Madonna's voice.
Yes, you do. I figured since you got her coming up in what's trending, yeah, we'll do Madonna. Yeah, you're right, Mercedes. It is Madonna's Ray of Light. Sitting at number 7 in the charts back in July 19th, 1998. And here it is. It's Madonna. It's Mix 94.1.
Mullet listening to that song.
I didn't realize how many times they say highway to hell in that song.
I mean, wow.
Take a shot.
Wake up this morning, guys. Go to hell.
Every time they say highway to hell, take a shot. You'll be wasted halfway through that song.
That was JC's song for the Oh Wow Wheel. It landed on me. I got the veto, and JC got to play his song. Now, Steph, you were not in the running, but what was your category and what was your song?
My category was a song from an 80s movie. The movie Purple Rain. The song When Doves Cry.
Ooh, good one.
That would fit my category too. When Doves Cry.
Oh, wow. I think all of our categories could have fit like with each other. Mine was a song about a place. Hell. You know? So, yeah, it works out all the around.
Hey, maybe these songs will pop up next hour in the Friday Rewind. You never know. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Carissa, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo-hoo!
Let's do it. We've got your Help From My Friends tour tickets to give you this morning. Your category is Fashionista. Fashion Day was last week, so these are all things that are associated with fashion and clothes and all that good stuff. So who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'm going to have to go with Mercedes for this category.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Carissa, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get these six correct. And when you do, you win, and you start now.
These people walk the catwalk. They are super...
Supermodels.
Oh, yes. The catwalk is also known as the what? They're walking...
Runway.
Yes. This is 36-24-36. Those are her...
Measurement.
Yes. This is in New York. It's a 7 days of shows and
fashion.
Yes. Oh, I almost said fashion. This is like Calvin Klein.
Brand. Designers.
Yes, designers. This is a very famous fashion magazine. It's also a dance Madonna.
Nope.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Carissa, you are like so into fashion, aren't you? You like didn't bat an eye at any of these. Nice job.
Thank you so much. I'm a
cosmetologist. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
She's in that world.
In.
She knows.
Well, Carissa, you're all set with those tickets to the Help From My Friends tour featuring Switchfoot, Blue October, Matt Nathanson. That's happening Saturday, August 3rd at the theater at Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. Congratulations.
Coming up next, have you ever had a medical professional say something odd to you? What is it? Was it as odd as what my girlfriend heard last week? From her OBGYN. I guess it's a compliment. I don't know. We'll tell you what she was told. And we'll take your call 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1 for Cities in the Morning. Hey, coming up in the Hot 3, we're going to get you the latest on that Microsoft-based outage that was caused by that CrowdStrike update. Tons of delayed and canceled flights. Definitely want to stay tuned. We'll give you the latest on that. Also, a man was arrested for stalking Taylor Swift in Germany. We've got the latest on that. My girlfriend had her annual doctor's appointment, OBGYN, just make sure all is good in the hood. And all was great, apparently, according to her doctor. Really great. Because have you ever had a doctor say something to you that was like, okay. I don't know how to respond. 702-364-9400. She was told, you have a beautiful uterus.
Oh. Applaud that.
She goes, thank you.
And I've seen many uteruses.
Hey, and that's what I told her. I said, that's actually a huge compliment. Think about the number of is it uteri when you say it plural? Uteruses?
Yeah.
Think of how many he has seen in his lifetime. She says he's been doing it for a while. She's been seeing him for years. So who knows how many he's seen? And he told you, you have a beautiful one? I mean... sorry, but let's be honest. Uteruses are not like something that I look at like, wow, that's beautiful. But yours is beautiful. That is a compliment. And she's like, I guess. She's just like, what qualifies as making it beautiful? And I was like, that is a good question.
Yeah, maybe the doctor's
color,
eyes.
I don't know.
Gotta be careful.
Elasticity.
Yeah, what makes it wonderful?
I'm not sure, but have you ever had a doctor say something to you that you were kind of like, okay, all right, 702-364-9400. You can remain anonymous, just like Anonymous here. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. What did a doctor say to you?
So it wasn't actually me. It was a friend of mine. I was at a doctor's appointment with her. She was going in. She just wasn't feeling really well. And she divulged, the doctor didn't ask, she divulged that she had missed her time of the month. And as he was checking her throat, he said, well, that's okay because I'm not going down that far.
Oh, God. Okay, why is that hilarious? Who is this doctor? That is... is absolutely hilarious. Have you ever had a doctor say something to you where you're like, okay?
I did, and I would like to remain anonymous on this as well.
Okay, anonymous partner, what happened?
This was in 2015. I had some really bad infection. I had a bad fever for like 3 or 4 days. Lymph nodes on my body swelled up, especially in the groin area. They were swollen, and when I started to get better, my lymph nodes, and I didn't put pieces together until after the fact, started to drain. And a couple days after that, my pinata swelled up. This is, you know, cool. No, this was very scary. Massive. I was freaking out. I didn't know what was going on. So I went to my doctor and I told him, he's like, okay, well, drop your pants. Let's take a look. So I zip my pants, drop them, show him. I'll never forget my doctor's reaction. He goes, whoa. I've never seen this before.
Oh, man. When they say that, it's like, oh, no.
Exactly.
They're going to have to go to the medical book and look it up.
I'm like, what do you mean you've never seen this before? He's like, Eddie, come on, man. Everyone, come on in. What is going on here? I'm like, what? He sent me to a specialist. And what it was that fever that I had in my lymph nodes, the way they drained. That's what happened. And within a couple of days, everything cleared up. But having your doctor tell you, I have never seen this before? Like, what? What school did you go to?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it wasn't a very, like, common issue before. Jesus. I hope you got that taken care of.
And maybe the disease named after you, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a JC pinata, then you know what's going on.
It was scary. It was real scary.
Carl, hey, good morning. What happened to you?
It wasn't actually me. It was my wife.
What happened?
She went to see her OBGYN, same as the other girl, and he told her she had a friendly cervix. Wasn't quite sure how to react to it. I mean, you know what he say? She said, thank you. You know, told me about it later. I have to agree, but it's still kind of strange for the doctor to say that.
A friendly cervix?
A friendly cervix.
What does that even mean?
It's agree to the doctor. Hello.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, let's talk about this worldwide Microsoft outage that is just wreaking havoc on everything. A cybersecurity firm, they're being blamed for just the massive IT outages. It's grounded flights, it's grinded businesses to a halt, and it's all because of an update issued from CrowdStrike. It affected Microsoft products, and overnight the FAA confirmed that just a number of major airlines were forced to issue ground stops because of ongoing communication issues. So many flights have been canceled, so many delays. So if you are headed to the airport this morning, make sure you check ahead of time. I've seen so many people just getting knocked off of their flights and trying to find ways home. And it's just led to so many cancellations. In New York, they also had some reports of 911 operators having trouble accessing information. And again, it's not just here in the U.S., it's worldwide. So they're blaming this security update for the chaos. If you get the blue screen of death that they're calling it, then you know that there is an issue, and that's something that they have to manually go in and fix. So keep that in mind. Things are going to be a little hectic today, especially if you're doing traveling.
And hats off to all the IT guys and gals out there that, like, our IT guys came in, engineers came in last night to get the radio stations up and running because we had some glitches last night. So, you know, they're just all around the world just trying to get their businesses and companies back up and running.
Yeah, the IT guys and gals don't get the credit that they deserve. They're literally the first people that you call when there's an issue. And yeah, they sometimes speak in a language you don't understand, but they get the job done.
Exactly. They get it done.
Also this morning, while Taylor Swift was in Gelsenkirchen, Germany for her Eras tour, so was an alleged stalker. The unnamed man had a ticket for the show and was taken into custody at the entry security point to the venue before the concert on Wednesday. The guy apparently made threats to both Taylor and Travis Kelce online.
Wow.
And I guess stalked the singer. He was deemed a threat to the pair, and he's going to be detained until Sunday. I don't know if they're just waiting for her to move on with her tour or what, but yeah, that's some scary stuff.
Super scary situation. Glad they got on it too. It's just, what always gets me when it comes to these stalking situations is somehow some of these people, how close they can get to celebrities, especially you hear about one that was in someone's home, and these celebrities live in a gated community. They've got a guard gated community. They have security, personal security. They got the best alarm systems, but somehow that one person is able to get inside their house, which freaks me out.
I was watching a video of people getting really close, like overzealous fans getting close to celebrities, and there was one where some guy, Gigi Hadid and her sister were leaving someplace. So she did have some security, a couple security people around her. But this guy just walks up from the crowd, walks up to her, and picks her up and starts walking away with her.
I remember this, yes.
And she's like, what are you doing? And screaming. And then her sister's going after it. The security people are just kind of like, huh? 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 And then they realize, oh, he's not supposed to be doing this. It was terrifying that he was able to do that.
Yeah. Well, look what happened this past weekend. It's when something falls through with security, it can be dire consequences that
Absolutely.
Happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Finally, this morning, a Texas man has legally changed his name to literally anybody else. And he is applying for a particularly difficult to get job. President of the United States. He's a 35-year-old military veteran, middle school math teacher. He was formerly known as Dustin Ebby, and he says he's running for president to protest the current major party candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and show his distaste for a system that his website says often prioritizes partisan battles over real solution. So he's running as a write-in campaign in Texas, where he did not get the required 113,000 signatures to make it onto the ballot, and he's expected to appear by name on the Tennessee ballot, where he did get the required amount of signatures. So it will say, you know, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and then literally anybody else. I would not be shocked if he got a ton of votes.
Until none of the above enters into the race. I'm in this thing to win it. We've got the Friday Rewind. What song do you want to hear? Send it to us right now at 702-364-9400, and we'll try to get it on next hour. It's Mix 94.1. This is a great Friday Rewind. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who's been sending. We're getting tons of requests. Keep them coming. Liz, thank you for your request. Dom, hope you loved your song. Darla, everybody listening, we're getting to as many as possible. And you keep them coming at 702-364-9400. Just include your name so we know who it goes to.
It's the Friday Rewind quiz. You ready for this?
Yes. We take you back to a year and a song that was very successful that year, and we rewind it, play it backwards to see if you can guess it. What year are we going with?
This is the first time this year we're going back to 1998.
Okay.
And this song debuted at number 5, and on July 19th, 1998, it had dropped to number 7. Here we go.
Okay. Is this Miss Madonna? Ray of Light. Forwards or backwards, I know Madonna's voice.
Yes, you do. I figured since you got her coming up in what's trending, yeah, we'll do Madonna. Yeah, you're right, Mercedes. It is Madonna's Ray of Light. Sitting at number 7 in the charts back in July 19th, 1998. And here it is. It's Madonna. It's Mix 94.1.